Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's Tom Petty bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Catherine Crowley is our guest. She's the co-author of a number of books, including An All About the Workplace. Working with you is killing me. Working for you isn't working for me. Mean Girls at Work. That's three that I know of, Catherine. How many you got? Others you got out there?
That's it. That's it for now. We have a podcast, which is My Crazy Office. And actually, that's where we first started talking about this, the phenomenon of making and owning mistakes.
When did you start doing a podcast about my business? So give us the website, please.
KSquaredEnterprises.com.
All right.
And MyCrazyOffice.co.
All right. So check that out. All right. We're talking about mistakes. We're talking about having a culture, an environment where people feel that they can take responsibility, they can take risks if they need to. If a customer comes in and they take care of a customer and make them happy, they need to know that the boss has got their back, don't they?
They do, and I mean, the thing that I would like to say is that I think that for many people, when they make a mistake, and this is not just millennials, but if this can be true if you have high standards for yourself, is that the initial visceral reaction is to feel shame. You know, like not just I did something wrong, but there's something wrong with me. And so the best thing that a business owner can do, as we've been talking, is two things. One is, at the onset, when you're bringing someone on board, to let them know that you have a culture where it is exceedingly important and valuable for everyone to own their mistakes and to normalize that and make that part of business. The second part is to model that. And the third part is when a mistake is made and someone owns it quickly, to acknowledge and commend that person in front of the rest of your staff.
Mm-hmm.
And then you are, that's how you set the culture. Whether you have millennials or Gen X or whomever is working for you,
yep,
it has to be demonstrated that this is how we roll here.
Yeah, and the management side of that has to say, someone has to say out loud, okay, now that we know what happened, now that we know why it happened, and we all understand that this is not the way we want to do business, now what did we learn?
Right.
People need to know that you're going to say, when they make a mistake, trying their best. Now,
right,
we're not talking about repeat offenders who've been told 16 times and they can't seem to get it right. We're not talking about
right.
that. Those
right.
people
That's
need to
a
go.
Different story.
Those people need to go find a place to clock in somewhere else. And
right,
you need,
those are
and
people
you need to,
who can't admit any mistakes.
That's
ever.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
And they obviously can't learn. We're not talking about that, folks. We're talking about redeeming good people. Redemption is the major part of management, I believe, Catherine. And they need to hear out of your mouth, what did we learn, and then talk about it.
Right. Exactly. So you demonstrate this is how we handle mistakes here. Mistakes are part of doing business. The customer is very important. Excellence is very important. But we understand that this is part of life. So this is how we do it. This is what we learn from it. This is how we handle it. And we thank people for talking, bringing it up sooner rather than later.
What do you think about managers having a little kit bag of their own mistakes to bring up at a certain time? You say, you know, it was once upon a time I stepped on it with my boss and
yeah, that's valuable. Again, that's modeling, right? That's
mm-hmm.
saying I've done it, and so I certainly understand when others do it.
Mm-hmm.
And what you learn from it. But yeah, it really needs to be part of the ongoing conversation. It can be scary because as a business owner, you may be saying, well, I don't want to be encouraging mistakes, you know, or you may be terrified that your reputation will be hurt with every mistake. So it takes courage, honestly, to deal with this issue and to incorporate it in your culture.
And if you're the offending person, so to speak, for lack of a better a way to say that, if you're the person who made the mistake, please say, "Hey, boss, I get it. I see now what happened. I'll do my best not to let it happen again. I'm sorry."
Right.
Those words really help.
They do. And not only that, but they show that you're willing to learn from what happened,
mm-hmm.
and that you are, to use your term, correctable. So, and that, for your career advancement, is a critical quality.
Mm-hmm. No, there's no question about it. And I'll tell you, it'll just open up the dialogue between you and your manager like you couldn't imagine. Because if you're the opposite of that, then what you've got is a little bit of an estrangement. You're going to be a little bit estranged from your boss. Because if they can't, you know, when you go through any day, Catherine, as you well know, you move back and forth from successes to failures, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
This is not
I'm a great mistake maker, by the way.
Yeah, this is a conversation.
Very good at it.
This is all part of the conversation, isn't it?
It is.
I need the websites again, please.
K2EnterprisesCo and MyCrazyOffice.co.
.co. C-O. Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, Catherine, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim.
Catherine Crowley, ladies and gentlemen. Catherine with a K, Crowley with a C. She'll be back another day. We always get smarter when Catherine joins us. I got to take a quick break. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Lassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Lassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.